Hey, welcome back. It's 30, 30 and Dying season finale.
I can't believe it's over. I
can't believe that we're here. We finally did it. Seven seasons. Lucky number seven.
My favorite.
Is it really?
No. Okay.
Anyways, welcome back to the 30, 30 and Dying season finale. I'm Clarissa, that's Courtney, and today we are wrapping up the season of our favorite things with the celebration of our most favorite thing that we get to do together as best friends.
Other than be together.
Right.
The podcast. We are going to reminisce on all of seasons 1 through 7. Mm-hmm. By talking about our personal favorite episodes.
But we can't just talk about it.
No, because who are we? But we love games and activities and stuff like that.
And Courtney's the bracket bitch.
So I made a bracket.
Because she loves brackets.
It's the season of the brackets.
That was last season.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
This is the season of our favorite things. But lucky for you guys, one of our favorite things, especially Courtney's, is a bracket.
So I made a bracket. And we're going to figure out between our separate favorite episodes in each season, what is the supreme number one episode that we think.
Obviously, if you guys...
It could be different.
...disagree, that's on fine you. And expected. it's totally okay. We took some of our favorites. And I'll be real with you, I don't even know that this is an exhaustive list.
Because when hard to, like, pick.
Yeah, when you asked me, and I sent it to you in, like, 10 minutes, because I was like, if I think too hard about this, I'm never going to send it to her. Because I couldn't decide.
It took me 2 days. I did 2 days worth of thinking about it.
It's really something. We've done a lot of episodes. We've got well over 100 at this point. And...
Yeah, because we had a 100th episode.
Yeah, that was...
Last season?
Last season, maybe the season before. But we're in it. So...
In it to win it, in it to win it, oh yeah!
So there was a lot to choose from, and we hope some of these are you guys' favorite episodes too. And along the way, I'm sure we'll just talk about the podcast and the journey to get here, and your normal millennial chaos that you know and love or tolerate from us.
If you tolerate it, maybe you'll learn to love it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what our partners feel. They learn to love it, you know?
Yeah.
Just us as people. They don't listen to our show.
I know. Fuck Mike.
Yeah, Justin doesn't listen to it. He doesn't really listen to podcasts, though. So I can't really, like, hate him too much for it.
Yeah, but Mike does.
See, Justin doesn't. He doesn't listen to, like, any podcasts. So, yeah, you know what I mean? I can't really...
Yeah, he listens to a podcast where they talk about food.
Cool. We talk about food. Bread basket.
Bread basket.
I'm tired, guys. Actually, I'm not that tired. I'm caffeinated. I was cleaning, you know.
It's exhausting.
There's a lot of chemicals in my throat, including myobuterol. You get it. I just took a puff of my inhaler before we started.
It ain't easy being wheezy.
It ain't. It's on my, I put a new sticker on my laptop.
I saw it. I noticed it.
Thanks.
What was I saying?
Mike listens to a podcast about food.
Yeah, about food. And then, he listens to, like, D&D type podcasts, where it's just...
You mean 30 D&D? Which is our abbreviation? Wow. You should just...
Dungeons and Dragons.
You should just change the logo, right? Mm-hmm. And be like, this is the 30 D&D podcast. It's about 30 rounds of Dungeons and Dragons, whatever the fuck. I don't know. And then he'll listen to it. It'll be our podcast.
Yeah, right.
She just got punked. See how old we are?
Some of these people listening probably have no idea what punked is, and
that's not true. We hit our demographic pretty well.
Oh, okay.
I think. And if not, I mean, you can keep listening, because, I don't know, one of my pet peeves that we get a lot on the social media is, it's not just millennials who like this or do this or act like this or whatever. Nobody said it was. Nobody said it was just millennials.
But
nobody
we are millennials, and we are doing this.
Exactly! It's a millennial-themed podcast / social media pages. We're gonna... Be millennial forward. If you relate as a Gen Zer or someone who's a cusper or a Gen X or whoever the fuck, that's great. Stick around. I mean, it's like comments, but not every comment has to be like, it's not just millennials who do this, but Gen Z does this too, but Gen X does this too.
It's the same people that are just like, oh, I really like this recipe for bean soup, but can you make it without beans?
Yeah, hey, this is for a brisket, but I'm a vegan. What am I supposed to do? Don't eat the fucking brisket. Find an eggplant recipe.
Oh my god. Done.
Done. Shut up. Anyways, season 7 is over, and we're going to end it with a packet, but I don't know. Do we have anything else we want
to
talk about?
I don't know. You got riled up. Do you have anything else to say?
Well, so since this is going to be the last time people will talk to us for a while, because mm-hmm. we're going to take a proper summer break. Now, we never, like, put an exact timeline on our breaks. We used to only go, like, 2 or 3 weeks, and then we realized that was stupid. So now we take longer breaks, and they vary. So when we back up to a season, mm-hmm. sometimes they'll be a little bit longer. Summer, a little longer. So we're not going to be around for a while. Is there anything else we need to tell people before we go? Anything else you want to update us on? Anything like that?
I'm going to Warped Tour.
Yep.
So I'll probably be somewhat vlogging that.
Yep.
So everyone can see what I did.
Nice. Yeah, make sure you're following us on TikTok, especially for Courtney's Warped Tour updates. And Instagram, too. It's at 30 Dirty and Dying, if you don't know that. Now you do. But yeah, we're going to be posting more content and stuff on our social media. We're not going to completely go away. Courtney's going to have a great live update, especially with Warped Tour and stuff. And
got that VIP, man.
Yep. All her summer shenanigans, I'm sure she'll be sharing with you.
Yeah. And more concerts, more activities. I actually don't even know what I'm doing half the time. So
yeah, I know. It's cool.
What's even on my calendar? Jesus Christ. Everything. Knows?
So if you want to find out what's on Courtney's calendar, make sure you're following us on TikTok. And she'll be sharing, you know, millennials in the world with you.
And oh, yeah, we're going to Gettysburg Bike Week.
Make sure you outpedal the ghosts.
So, fun fact, that the same week that we're going, Annabelle's going to be there. Because you know how Annabelle is traveling right mm-hmm. now? She's going to be there the same time that I'm going to be there.
So you're probably going to, what, just put her in your backpack or do something ridiculous?
Or maybe I'll just die, who knows?
Don't do that, please.
I won't have a choice.
I love you. I know I'm being a little harsh today, but I love you very much. This is just who I am and how I express love.
And that's why we work so well together.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
It works. It really does. Well, good luck. Fingies crossed, I guess.
Yeah, but mainly because concerts.
Yeah. No, I figured.
So, yeah, I don't care about bikes.
No.
And I also am kind of scared of Annabelle.
I've been to Gettysburg. It's spooky there.
Yeah, I want to, so, funny story, actually. The last time I went to Gettysburg was for a wedding.
Oh, okay.
And we went to, like, this little ice cream shop. I don't remember what it's called, but it had the best rum raisin ice cream I've ever had in my whole life. Okay. So it's all I can think about, and I hope I can find it again.
Well.
And that's all if I find it, I'll post about it.
Okay. So, travel with Courtney over the summer. I don't know what I'll have for you, but check out Instagram, you know, if you guys want to watch me clean my bathroom, maybe we can do that together. I don't have big summer plans. I mean, something might erupt, but I don't have anything planned right this second. So we'll have some content on our social medias for you while we are gone. We may have some bonus episode type content.
We're talking about it.
It's a possibility.
Figuring out what we want to do.
Yep. I don't want to make any promises, but just make sure you're watching wherever you get your podcast from. Make sure you're watching that 30 Dirty and Dying section, because we might have a bonus episode or two pop up while we're gone. And then I think by the time we come back, we'll have a really cool announcement for you guys.
Did you take it off? Or, because we've announced it before.
No, we haven't announced it. That it's definitely happening. All we said was at the end of last season, we said next year.
That's true.
So.
We're still in this year.
Yeah. We have not came through.
Right.
We still have time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really being for real this time.
For real, for real.
Yeah. And if you don't know what we're talking about, maybe you should listen to last season finale. And you'll know what this is. But I think by the time we come back, we will have a bitchin' announcement for something that you can do to support the podcast in a really tangible way. And we're excited about it.
As long as we get our shit together.
Which.
It's hard to do sometimes.
We will do it.
Yes.
We will do it. I think we should be able to promise that by the time we come back, we have it figured out. And it's in motion at the very least.
Yes.
We can do that. So. A lot's going on, and we're going to figure out the best episode of 30 Dirty and Dying so you don't have to.
But first...
Back in time. All right.
Yep. We're not going to talk about 9/11.
Okay.
Say it with me.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to talk about 9/11.
It's just such a pivotal point in our lives.
It is, and that's part of why we chose 2001 for the season finale of Back in Time, because it's one of those transformative years. Every millennial knows where they were. Every millennial has
a story,
a whole complex around that year.
I did a social studies fair project about it.
Yep, too soon. That's why you didn't win.
I got second in states. What do you mean?
You didn't win. That's, if you ain't first, you're last, Courtney. And it's because you didn't wait long enough.
Okay.
I'm just spitting facts.
I didn't do it like the next year.
When did you do it?
Okay, maybe I did.
Told me before, and it was soon. Like, I wouldn't just say that.
Yeah, I think I was in fifth grade.
It was too soon. Because when you did the project?
Yeah.
Okay, so you were probably in, like, third or fourth grade when it happened, right?
Yeah.
So you did it, like, the next year or the next 2 years?
Yeah, but it was meant, because it's, like, it was called September 11th, How People Felt on That Tragic Day. That was the title.
People so, still knew how they felt.
Yeah, but it was fresh, and it needed to be fresh.
No, it didn't, Courtney.
It
no,
did, it and didn't. That's why we got second in states. That's we went to states.
Didn't get first. That's why you get first.
Yeah, well, whoever's social studies fair project did better, good for them.
Anyways, we're talking about 2001, mm-hmm. but we're not going to talk too much about 9/11.
Because we You're just welcome. Did.
I know we usually end with music, but why don't we kick it off with music?
Okay.
Why don't we press play?
I also kick me off.
I'll kick you right now. the Billboard year-end Hot 100 singles of 2001, Hanging by a Moment was number one. I thought that song was like the best fucking thing ever.
Hanging by a moment here with you.
That, what was their other one too? Life, You and Me.
Cause it's you and me.
Yep, those two I thought were very romantic songs.
Mm-hmm.
Drops of Jupiter, which actually came out in 2001.
Yeah.
Let Me Blow Your Mind by Eve and Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, it's not coming to me, but I know what you're talking
about. You know
I'm it. Picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah, hang on, I'll do it. You know. That one. That part.
When we did the one of the lyrics, I did that.
Yes, you did. That's mm-hmm. why I was like, I know you know the song.
Yeah, I know you know.
Yeah, we know.
I wombo, you wombo.
I watched some SpongeBob last night, some classic OG SpongeBob.
Mm-hmm.
It was good times. The one I was like, Justin, we have to watch this one because it's the best one. It's not. But I was like, I said it was a really good episode. And then it was that with the pickles. And I was like, I'm going to be honest
with you. You always quote that, though.
Yeah, I only wanted to watch this one's like one line. It's kind of a mid episode. And he was. He didn't dislike it. He just was like, I don't understand why this is so great. Still no pickles. It Wasn't Me by Shaggy. Caught me banging on the sofa.
It wasn't me.
And there's something in the shower.
It wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera. It wasn't me.
It was you.
It was not me.
It was Shaggy.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it was. It's been a while. Ride With Me by Nelly. Oh, that song, What Would You Do? What would you do if your son was at home?
Lying on the floor, the bedroom floor, because he's hungry. And the only way to feed him is to sleep with a man for a little bit of money and a daddy's gone.
I ain't got a job now. So for you, this is just a good time. But for me,
this is what I call life.
That song is really sad.
Yeah, isn't it?
But it's bitchin'. It goes so hard. Oh.
Lockdown. I ain't got a job now.
Love Don't Cost a Thing by Jennifer Lopez.
Love Don't Cost a Thing.
Butterfly. You're My Butterfly. Sugar. Baby. And then, oh, the song that was on in 1,000 weddings in the 2000s. I Hope You Dance.
I hope you dance.
Yep.
Hope you dance.
I think I heard that at like every single one of my aunt's weddings. Also a lot on the Delilah show. The radio show. It's popular.
Yeah.
Just driving around. Listening to Delilah.
Delilah. Anyways.
She's great. Anyway, yeah, tell me more.
Did you know that the 21st century didn't begin on January 1st, 2000? It actually began on January 1st, 2001?
I did.
I never thought about it.
Yeah. It's easy to confuse, though. People, but yeah, I think people confuse it with the century with, like, the millennium changing, and it's not exactly the same.
Yeah.
So, it's, yeah, a lot of people make that mistake.
Do you want to know prices on a PlayStation 2, a Game Boy Advance, and an iPod first generation?
I guess.
Let's play guess the price.
Oh my god, I don't know if I can do that.
Okay, the price of the PlayStation 2.
$200.
You're close. $299.
$300.
Okay. Game Boy Advance.
$150.
Lower.
$100.
Lower.
$75.
$89.
Are you fucking serious? God, do it again!
All right, iPod, first generation.
Oh, dude. A lot. Probably.
This is ridic.
Like $500.
Not far.
$400?
$399.
That's crazy. They've always been, like, ridiculously expensive. That's the reason I only had a Shuffle. And then I got a Nano, but it was one we got for free. I had to, like, swipe it of a bunch of church material. And put a bunch of Avenged Sevenfold on it. Anyways. Was there another one?
I think Creepypasta started.
Oh, like the
horror theme stories?
Yeah. Well, that's what they call it.
Yeah, the first Creepypasta story was Ted the Cat Caver.
That makes sense because, like, the internet thing was kind of early on. So mm-hmm. That's just, like, the tag they give to, like, scary stories. And I'm sure those were starting to be shared en masse.
Yeah. The 10 top baby names. This is boys and girls.
Okay.
So they're mixed.
Okay.
Emily, Madison.
Okay.
Hannah.
Yep.
Ashley.
This tracks.
Alexis.
A little bit of Alexis.
Jacob.
Okay.
Michael. Matthew, Joshua, Chris. Topher. Topher Grace.
Way to go. Isn't he like the only one from that 70s show that's like...
Good.
Normal. Yeah. Fine.
Doesn't talk to the rest of them because they're like...
Yeah.
Bad vibes.
Yeah, I get it now. Yeah. I get it. He seems like he made the right call.
I think he made everybody's the right call.
Everybody's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. And now everything that's coming out with P. Diddy?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, but like...
It's not stopping. Like, there's so much
It keeps more celebrities, more things are coming out about like...
I've not followed like all of it. Because you can follow neither have I.
It's so much.
It's just stuff that I... Have
picked
to,
up on, yeah.
I kind of want to wait until 50 Cent's docuseries comes out because it's
well,
going
hasn't
to...
he been saying it this whole time?
Yes, that's why I want to watch his.
There have been multiple people, like, I've seen, like, interviews of, like, other celebrities that for years have been trying to, like, push you in that direction.
Him and Eminem have been, like, fuck Diddy this whole time. They were never super specific, but they were like, fucked it. And now they're, and especially 50 Cent is like, I'm going to enjoy this.
Yeah.
And that's why I can't wait, because it's going to be scathing. Anyways, 2001.
Yeah.
Sorry,
tangent.
Do you want to know some movies that came out?
Yes, I know two.
What?
Harry Potter.
And the Sorcerer's Stone.
And Shrek.
Oh, yeah. Lord of the Rings.
Shrek is love. Shrek is life.
The Fellowship of the Rings.
Mike would care.
Okay. Ocean's 11.
Okay.
I can't tell you how many times we had to watch that. My dad really liked it.
Never have watched it.
It's fine. It's Legally Blonde, Spirited Away, Donnie Darko.
Okay, I've heard good things about that.
It's a great movie. It's weird,
mm-hmm.
but just, if you know what you're getting into, A Beautiful Mind.
Never seen
Russell Crowe. He plays this mathematician who's like John Nash. He's a real guy
mm-hmm.
who has...
A Beautiful Mind.
Well, he is schizophrenic.
Ooh, I love that.
So he's like a genius, but he's also schizophrenic. And you kind of live in his, how he sees the world.
That sounds like a really
It's a really
good
great
movie.
It's very well done. It's Russell Crowe mm-hmm. plays him, and he does a really great job. I watched it probably in 2001. I watched like all these movies that I'm about to say as a literal child. Vanilla Sky, worst fucking movie ever.
I've never seen it.
Tom Cruise, it's trash.
Yeah, well, Tom Cruise.
It's one of those, I'll just tell you, spoiler alert, but it came out in 2001, so you've had plenty of time, shut up. It's one of those ones that's like, nothing was real the whole time. But not like, one guy's been dead the whole time, what up, Sixth Sense. Nothing's real. It's so stupid. It's a terrible movie.
Now I've watched October Sky. I love that movie.
That's great. That's fine. I mean...
I fuck with October Sky.
I know.
I rewatch that a lot, actually.
Shallow Hal.
Shallow Hal, once a gal.
I really like Shallow Hal. I shouldn't. It's not good, but I like it. Monsters, Inc.
I remember seeing that in theaters.
The Princess Diaries.
I love the Princess
Diaries. I might have seen that one.
Princess of Genovia.
I had that one on VHS. I know that, with the big plastic case.
I love that. So, you know, with the big plastic cases, how it had like the little nipple inside of it?
Yeah.
The two little nipples?
Uh huh. For the cassette.
Mm hmm. Sometimes I would chew them. I'll just stick my face in that and just like chew it.
I often whole finger in the circle part of the VHS to where it like hurt, and then I would just twist around and stuff because it felt cool. I would also trace the, you know how like on the big plastic case there's like that line where it closes? I would trace that a lot. Just for the vibes.
Yeah.
Just for the neurodivergent vibes.
Yeah, can we tell that?
We ain't right. We ain't right. There's normal. Something wrong with us. Scary Movie 2.
Ugh. Fuck me up, Scary Movies.
Dude, this is a, I'd say, underrated Disney movie.
Okay.
Atlantis.
Never seen it.
Oh, dude, you gotta watch it. It's so good.
Atlantis Squarepantis?
No.
I've watched that.
Atlantis The Lost Empire. The girl.
Hot.
So hot.
Now, I've seen
Milo, the main guy.
The glasses.
So hot, yes.
The cargo pants.
Yes.
Loved it.
Also, I rewatched Mulan last night.
Mm-hmm. Business.
Let's get down to business. Shang is just, he holds up. That drawing holds up. It's a great movie. Shang definitely was bisexual.
Yeah.
He was attracted to Mulan as Ping. You know what I mean?
Right.
He was into her.
He was into the vibes.
Yeah, he was like, this is interesting and I might have some things to think about. And then they found out she was a girl and he was, this is fine. This is cool.
Easy to explain now.
Yeah. She was a girl all along. That's why I was in love with her. Even though she was definitely presenting as a male.
So, fun fact. 20 people accused of witchcraft and executed during the Salem witch trials in 1692 and 1693 were all found innocent in 2001.
A little fucking late.
It's titled A Little Late. In the UK, 390,127 people, which is almost 0.8% in the UK, population-wise, stated their religion as Jedi in the 2001 consensus.
You want to know some shows that were out?
Yeah.
Smallville.
Somebody save me.
You know, I never watched that.
Oh my god, maybe I'll just go. What's it streaming on?
I don't know. It was on the WB, right?
Was CW.
The CW? What? Doesn't this WB become the CW?
I thought it was always CW.
No, I don't think so.
Well, it's WB. Warner Brothers.
WB with the frog.
What?
The WB frog.
Whibbit? Is that what WB stands for? Whibbit?
No, I don't fucking know. I think it does stand for Warner Brothers, but the frog.
Smallville. Dreamy.
That guy. He was the logo for the WB network.
Okay. I'm gonna go home and watch some Smallville.
His name is Michigan J. Frog.
Michigan?
Yeah. So, you know. Degrassi, The Next Generation.
I watched some Degrassi.
I watched some. It was Canada, right? So, like.
Canada.
It wasn't my, like, whole thing. The British Office. Reba.
I would watch some episodes of Reba on TV. I didn't mind it. I like her.
Yeah. It was a fine, like, sitcom type show.
Yeah, family, wholesome.
It got the job done.
Yeah.
Samurai Jack.
I fucked with Samurai Jack.
The Fairly Odd Parents.
I watched that all the time. Except for when Poof was born, I wasn't about it.
I think I stopped before that, because that never really rang too much of a bell for me, because you've said that before.
Poof, poof.
The Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy.
Oh, I fucked with that, too.
Totally Spies.
I super fucked with that.
I like Totally Spies.
I loved Totally
Lizzie
Spies.
McGuire.
We know we fucked with Lizzie McGuire.
We know it. There's an episode about it. The Proud Family. Y'all know I fucked with that. I loved The Proud Family.
You always be tight. Family every single day and night. Even though you're acting like a fool. You know I never did the same thing you do. I don't know the words.
It's fine. You got it close, I think. How It's Made.
I watch so much of How It's Made.
I've watched like two episodes of my whole life.
Every time it was on, I watched it.
Dude, Braceface.
Braceface. My life is complicated. Boyfriend. Don't want to talk about it. Teenage.
I fucked with Braceface.
I loved Braceface.
Oh, I almost forgot about Braceface. Loved it.
A lot of good television came out in 2001.
Yeah, Sogwa.
I don't know. Oh, the Chinese cat.
Obviously, duh.
I didn't watch that as much. There were a few shows on that channel that I watched, which it was more like Zoom.
Yeah. I didn't really like Zoom very much. I watched
Pablo.
It some,
ugh.
No, I didn't fuck with
what
Zoom.
What a man.
I liked Sagwa. I liked Between the Lions.
I didn't watch a lot of that.
Arthur. Obvi.
Duh. That's how I know how to spell aardvark.
Angelina Ballerina. Little Mouse.
Oh, yeah. I never really watched that.
This is one that I watched. Lloyd in Space.
I watched Lloyd in Space.
I liked Lloyd in Space a lot. Like,
that was Cartoon Network, right?
I think it was Disney.
Was it Disney?
I'm almost sure.
Oh, yeah. It might have been Disney.
Yeah, it was Disney.
Okay.
Because I remember watching it on Disney. I enjoyed it. Like,
there are some... some shows are very obviously Disney and very obviously Nick and very obviously Cartoon Network. But I feel like that one could have won either way.
Honestly, I see what you're saying. Like, the animation was a little different than Disney's usual thing, and it being, like, space-ish.
Yeah,
was
it
a
seems
bit more
Nick or Cartoon Network.
Yeah. So
it's
very,
it's not as raunchy, raunchy's not a good word, grungy, as Invader Zim.
Fair.
It's
more like kiddish.
Yes.
For sure.
Thanks for listening to 30 Dirty and Dying. We really appreciate your support, and if you want to keep up with everything we're doing both on and off the air, you can find information at the link in our bio on TikTok and Instagram at 30dirtyanddying. We've got affiliate links if you want to support the things we're doing outside the show. You can get in touch with us, find playlists that we've made, and everything else that you need to keep up with your favorite millennial podcast. Now, let's get back to the show.
Okay, so the first one, reliving our favorite reality dating show of the 2000s, which was in this season.
Yes, it was.
Season 7, episode 13.
Yep.
Against Simply the Best, Drafting Our Favorite Things, Season 2, Episode 15.
These are very different episodes.
Mm-hmm. See, and that's why when I did this, it was very randomized. I didn't want like seasons.
Okay.
So there's 1 through 7 on one side, 1 through 7 on the other side.
Ah, okay. See, I wasn't sure how you were going to do it.
I did separate seasons.
Okay. Interesting.
But I didn't put likes together.
All right. Well, I don't know. Why don't you start?
Oh, this is hard.
I got to think.
Because you picked reality dating shows of the 2000s.
Yes,
that was your favorite for season 7.
I did.
I picked the Simply the Best, Drafting Our Favorite Things.
Yes.
Season 2, because it was the first draft. It was the first draft we ever did.
Yeah, it was the first thing we did that was like drafty, bracket-y.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so...
So that's why I picked that, because I'm like, obviously. But I really like 2000s dating shows, and I love Flava Flav!
It was, like, so much fun to do that episode, too, because, like, we got to watch them.
Yeah,
because
I came over, and, like, we watched some episodes.
Yeah, and we just kind of, like... The nostalgia factor...
Yes.
...was way better for that episode. Not like there wasn't nostalgia. Obviously, some of the things we drafted...
Mm-hmm.
But
I don't even remember. I'm gonna be honest, I don't remember what we drafted.
I remember
it was
a
so
handful of things, but it's like some stuff was nostalgic and some stuff was just random, which is cool and fine. But I do think the nostalgia factor should
2000s
for me. Now, I'm not saying it has to be that way, but that makes a difference for
See,
me.
See, the reason I picked it for this because yeah. I do in season 2, I'm sure I have more favorites than just that, obviously.
I mean, it was hard to pick, like I
yeah,
said,
yeah, but because of what we are doing in this,
yeah,
that's why I picked it.
All right.
So I'm okay with saying the dating shows because it was a fun time all around. It was a fun time rewatching it. It was a fun time.
Yeah. But, talking about it, making the content for it afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, and it really hit that nostalgic factor. I mean.
And so much so I don't even remember what we drafted. So,
yeah.
All right.
Dating shows. So make sure you re-listen to that episode.
Season 7, episode 13. Real Talk, Becoming Caregivers to Your Parents.
Okay.
Season 4, episode 19. That's what I chose.
Okay.
Millennials in Space, Science Fiction Trivia. Season 3, episode 20.
Okay. I loved having your friend Taylor on.
And that's why I picked it. Yeah. I feel like she was very knowledgeable.
Yeah.
And I love, that was one of my favorites to listen back to.
Okay. I really liked it. I thought it was great. She was great. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would love to have her on again at some point. Like, she was a great guest.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. She had a ton to talk about that wasn't just... I mean, her experience was important.
Yes.
But she had a lot of supplemental information as well.
Because
that made
she went...
Well-rounded.
Her major was psychology.
Right. So she had a lot to talk about from every angle of it. And it kind of really did fit in with our, like... You gotta laugh through the pain a little bit. Like, she was really open to just the entire angle of the conversation, right. I guess. So I mean, I really loved that episode.
Yeah.
It's very different than the one I picked and matched it up with.
Millennial science fiction trivia.
In space. I mean, I had a blast doing that one, but I was on a rocket ship to nowhere, you know what I mean?
I love all of our trivias.
I do too, and I think I like that one because I like when I can just come in here and not prepare a fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one that I remember having a really good time doing. And I've listened back to it several times, and it's just really funny. My one part that I remember is when you're asking me about Endgame Avengers or something, mm-hmm. and you asked me who the villain is, and I said Loki, and you went, absolutely not. But I mean, I think of those two, I preferred the Caregivers to Your Parents one in a general sense.
Yes.
So I'm good with that one.
Okay. Because I also agree.
Okay. But if you want more science fiction trivia, I don't know anything, guys. We can do this all day.
We'll do it again, or you can re-listen to season 3, episode 20.
Yeah.
To listen to that.
Yep.
All right, next one.
Okay.
Song Lyric Association.
All right.
Season 5, episode 2. Or Plain Millennial Pop Culture Guess Who.
These are very similar
season
episodes.
Season 6, episode 16.
These are similar episodes in their whole vibe.
Okay. So I loved how far you went for the Guess Who, and you made Guess Who boards.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like a super long episode, and because people weren't really watching it, it's hard to, like, listen to and not find it as funny as us.
Yeah.
Because you didn't get to see what she made. And it was, but
I
love
pictures.
Oh, yeah. I love the effort that you put into it, thank which you. Is why I love that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I love our song lyrics.
I do, too. But I do feel like, I love the Song Lyrics Association. I'd like to do it again sometime. Mm-hmm. But we do a lot of music episodes, and I would probably put, like, our music trivias and stuff ahead of the song lyrics. So, I like the pop culture Guess Who. I liked doing that. It was
yeah,
very
it was
fun.
Really fun.
And I think people liked that episode. We got good feedback on it. So.
I think we should do another Guess Who.
Okay, well, I've got the boards. I haven't used them since. So, yeah, I made boards. We had, for the fun we had alone.
I think it should win.
Yeah, I agree with
it
you.
It was a lot
I
of
totally
fun.
I totally agree with you.
I really like it. Reliving the Twilight Saga, season 1, episode 4, versus the reality dating show.
Yo, two relivings. I want to pick Twilight.
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 It was, I love shitting on it so hard.
Listen, it's a very early episode. We're not very polished. Is not as great as it is now, and the structure of the show isn't the same.
Mm-hmm.
Back in Time was more just conversational. It's a very different kind of episode than you're listening to right now, but it is worth it. I'm telling you, it's worth it. Please go listen to
I
it.
I love it so much.
It's such a good episode, you guys.
Honestly, I feel like that's just gonna win all of this.
I don't know. It depends on what else is on this list. I've already forgotten. But,
Twilight.
It's Twilight.
It's
right?
Twilight. It has
what
to
did
be.
You love the most about that episode?
Shitting on it.
Yeah.
I love shitting on it.
What prompted it for anybody who is new, which is probably a lot of you, is Courtney had never watched it. You've never watched it.
I never
so
watched
she
it.
You watched the entire mm-hmm. fucking saga, and then we relived the entirety of the saga, and I sort of guided you through it because I had seen it and read it before. Many moons ago. New moons.
I was live texting as I was watching things to
oh
you, too.
Oh, my God. It was just such an experience for us. as friends, as millennials. It was magical. And there are so many, like, one-liners that we both did in that episode that I could probably, if I thought about it, just start quoting. Like, it was really great.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, and this is just for me, I think it kicked off, like, the vibe
yes.
of the podcast. Like, after that episode,
it
we
really,
really figured out
off.
What we were doing.
Yeah.
We were like, this is our vibe. We're mm-hmm. idiots. But, like, the nostalgia, the just, like, everything sort of fell into place after that mm-hmm. episode. I really like it. So.
Yeah. Twilight.
Where the hell have you been, Loka?
Okay. So we have our Becoming Caregivers to Your Parents versus the Guess Who. I just really... There... We do a lot of real talks. And I enjoy those real talks, but I feel like I vibed the most
with that one,
which is why I picked it, because I personally have experienced it.
Right.
But also just like because Taylor was able to incorporate, like, what she learned in school, like, being a psychology major and, like, really making it make more sense.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that.
I'm fine with going with that one.
But I still really like it, too.
I love the Guess Who. But hopefully that's one we can do again. We can never quite recapture
what that was.
I mean, I'd love to have Taylor back on for something else, but, like, that was a good, unique conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm fine with picking that one.
Cool. So that brings us to Twilight versus Caregiver.
Listen, I'm really sorry, Taylor. I know I just sang your praises, and I know you're probably listening to this, and I love you very much.
And I miss you, because I haven't seen you in a long time.
I miss you, and I'm so sorry. I haven't seen you in longer. And I really did like you a lot. But it's Twilight.
It's Twilight.
It's Twilight.
It's Twilight.
I mean, the skin of a killer, Taylor.
The Creep Show, talking through things that make our skin crawl.
That was on
season 6, episode 13.
So that was our most recent spooky season block.
Yes.
Which?
Versus my favorite.
Okay.
Pop-Tart Taste Test and Nostalgia Chat, season 3, episode 2.
I mean, I know that you love that one.
Yeah.
I like it. If you have misophonia, though, whatever that thing is where you don't like to hear people chew, you're going to hate it.
When you said that, I was like, mesothelioma?
Mesothelioma. You may be entitled to compensation.
Mesothelioma.
If you listen to our Pop-Tart episode, you may be entitled to compensation.
But I love it because of Basement Yard.
Yeah, and that's great.
And I bought the Basement Yard Pop-Tart.
Yeah. No, I mean, I had fun. Who doesn't like a Pop-Tart? But I love our spooky season blocks.
I love our spooky season blocks.
And I really liked that episode specifically because it was so, we just kind of like chit-chatted and we got to talk about Reddit stuff. We got to like run the whole gamut of one of those styles of episodes, which is why I enjoyed it. And I finally got to talk about my creepy thing of being lost at sea, which was important for me to share.
And because you shared that, you're so strong. And brave.
Thank you.
That can win.
Yes! Ha, look at me. On land, safe, winning that category. But I like the Pop-Tart episode too. It's a good episode.
I love anything where we're just eating food and talking.
I mean, yeah, but we do that anyway. We don't need the podcast for that. Okay. But to be fair, we don't need it for the creepy things talk either. We end up talking about creepy shit a lot.
Which, I couldn't remember when I was going through all of these seasons and episodes, which one was Beans?
The bean that guy. Was the first spooky season that's block
what
we ever did.
That's what I thought, but I couldn't remember which episode it was.
It was the one about urban legends.
Okay.
The Bean Sucker was the urban legends episode from our very first spooky season soiree.
Soiree. All right. Next one. Digital Get Down, Real Talk About Online Dating, season 2, episode 17. And Love Hurts, A Story of 90s, 2000s Diet Culture Impacts, season 5, episode 16.
So two real talks against each
other. Two real talks, but the Love Hurts, we had a guest.
Jenna Lee Barker, she is an excellent author.
And she wrote Love Hurts.
Yes, which is a...
prompted the talk.
Yeah, which is a YA, if you missed that episode, or if you just can't quite remember, it was a YA novel that came out like last year.
I think it was last year, yeah.
And, it was very heavily inspired by growing up in 90s and early 2000s diet culture. And it really hit home for us and for Jenna Lee, of course. So we got to have her on and talk about the book and just that whole experience of growing up in that fucking shithole of an ideology.
I really enjoyed having her on, but I also really liked, I loved the book.
Yeah, me too.
And give me an opportunity to talk about diet culture, I'm down.
Yeah, which we've done other episodes about diet culture, and I'm sure we'll do more, like, from other angles and perspectives. But it was really cool to have her on, I agree. I picked the Digital Get Down episode because I like our real talks, and I really thought that the online dating one, it's fun to listen to, it's interesting, but also we got to talk about a lot of different things about online dating because it was such a, it really started in our like lifetime timeline and the way that we know it now. So we got to talk about sort of, I hate to say historical, but like that perspective of it, like how it came to be what it is. And
yeah,
because so
when
common
I
now.
Like looking back, like Tinder was not a thing.
Mm-mm.
Like Tinder came out when I was already with Mike.
Yeah. Tinder was out when I was, I mean, it might have come out when I was in high school, but people weren't using it.
No.
And when I was in college, I had a couple friends who used it, but it was exclusively hookups.
Yes.
Like, everybody I knew who was using Tinder was using it for hookups. But I was in a relationship at that time, so I never used it. But, like, online dating for us before that was so all just social media, MySpace. It evolved into the apps, and we got to see that evolution happen mm-hmm. in our real lives, which was, like, really cool to relive in that talk. So that was why I really enjoyed that episode, like, looking back on mm-hmm. it.
I personally, I would pick Love Hurts.
Okay.
Just because I feel like I had more to say because I experienced it. I actually experienced it.
Yeah.
Like, online dating, like, to what it is now, like, from what it was to what it is, like, I didn't really experience it.
Yeah, but we talked a little
bit. Yeah, I mean, like, I met Mike on an app.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like it is now.
Yeah, my favorite real talks are the ones we both have a lot to say and we can kind of bounce off each other. And the Digital Get Down one was certainly a good example of that. We both had a lot to say. Not necessarily about our own experiences, but just seeing the evolution and our own experiences and how they differ from what we see other people having to go through now. Ugh. We got to share some stories on that one, which was great. But I am down with picking Love Hurts because shout out Jenna Lee Barker, one of my favorite authors, duh.
Yeah.
Who I am lucky enough to call like a friendish person. So
a friendish.
Well, I don't want to assume that we're friends, but like Jenna Lee, I think we're friends.
If you're listening to this.
I feel like we're friends. Okay. And I love her. So, and I love her books. I've mm-hmm. loved every single one of her books. Please go buy her books.
They keep making me ugly cry.
Yeah. Oh, every single one has just made me. Well, I don't know if I cried during the song I used to know.
I didn't cry in the song I used to know. But Life After. Oh, I loved it.
I loved song
Life After. I don't think what I experienced with Life After as compared to a song I used to know and Love Hurts is incomparable.
Yeah. Life After was like, it life-changing.
It hit me. Like, I still think about it.
I do, too.
It's just one of those books.
I'm not even going to lie to you. I do, too.
I think I'm going to reread it.
It changed so much. I was like, I broke open a part of me.
Yes.
Like, I ugly. It's like 3 a.m. I remember sitting in my bed in my old apartment, like,
I was just on the couch, and I was just like,
yeah. It's such a great book. It's fantastic. And, like, Song I Used to Know is also, I loved it. Mm-hmm. I was, like, talking back to the book. It was so engaging. It was so great. But it's so, she can write almost any kind of, like, romance and kill it. Like, yeah. She's so great at it. Mm-hmm. Like, just, yeah, for Jenna Lee.
We could just talk about her books.
We really could just do an episode where we talk about Jenna Lee Barker's books.
Yes. But before we stop with how you said, like, the romance.
Yeah.
With Life After, I liked how the romance didn't even matter.
Yeah. That's because what I love about her books.
That's why I like, obviously, I'm a romance reader.
You're a porn reader.
Shh. But also some romance.
Yeah.
Some other.
Some romance, some crimes. Who knows?
it's a, whatever. But I liked that it was, romance was secondary to the story.
Yeah.
And in the end, it didn't even really matter.
No.
And I loved that.
She can write an amazing character.
Yes.
And a character falling in love is a huge part of what she can write. But it's often becomes the lesser part of that mm-hmm. character. And that's what's so good about her shit.
Yeah.
Generally.
Like, the characters properly evolve.
Yes.
And it's not always about love.
They are 4D.
Fuck it. Love her.
Generally.
Real talk on ticking biological clocks.
That was recent. We just did that one.
Season 7, episode 10. Yep. And then Aging Millennials play What Would You Do If? Season 4, episode 18. I love talking about not wanting kids.
I know you do.
Which is why I picked that.
I know you do. I liked the What Would You Do If game.
Mm-hmm. We love a game.
I love a game. And I liked that one because it was purely, like, homegrown.
Yeah.
And it was so fun.
You made it up. Because that was the one where you're just like, well, if, what?
There was something about
throwing up.
It was something about a spider. Or if you have a pet spider, you never will throw up again. You're guaranteed to never throw up again. But you hate spiders. And it, you freaked out just right in here. Fully lost your shit. It was, that alone made that episode very memorable for me. let alone that I just had fun. Like, we just had fun with the questions and it was a good time. I also liked that episode because we did it around New Year's and it was sort of our fuck you for the New Year, New Me bullshit. Like, we're just ourselves and we embrace that, which is nice. But I did enjoy our real talk this season on biological clocks because
Like, we've talked about it before.
Yeah.
But I feel like we dove deeper this time talking about it.
100%. And I think I liked the idea of doing it again because we're a few years older. So we got to sort of revisit things that have changed, things that have, we see from a different perspective, or we see even more in that perspective, but maybe we have new reasons. Like, that's one of those conversations that I think it's a good one to continue to have.
Yes.
And I liked the way we continued to have it. So I'm good with that one.
You want to do the ticking biological clock?
If you do.
I'm fine with either.
Kind of am too.
Do
you want to rock, paper, scissor it, but not aggressively?
Hey, thanks for listening to 30, Dirty, and Dying, the show for millennials by millennials. We get real about chronic illness, burnout, nostalgia, and why we aren't exactly thriving. If that sounds like you, join us every Thursday for new episodes. Now, back to the show.
Okay, so I guess it's what would you do if, but that was not an aggressive, haha, fuck off, rock, paper, scissors moment. That was just because we were both fine with either of them.
Yep.
So.
And then that's fine.
Equal episodes.
I do, speaking of biological clocks.
Yeah.
I am now on the side of TikTok where people are very open about not wanting children.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel more seen.
That's awesome.
Because I feel like there's, we've talked about it, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, go back to this season, episode 10.
Yeah, there was also an episode in season 1 where we first had the conversation. Mm-hmm.
Where you just feel forced.
Yeah.
That you, like, why would you ever not want to have a child? Like, you don't know true love until you have a kid. I hate that. I hate that so much. But, like, I feel like I finally, like, I'm seen.
You found your people.
I found my people. And, like, and here's the thing. This is, I heard this the other day, and I vibed with it so hard.
Yeah.
Would I be a good mom? Yes. Would it kill me inside? Yes.
Yeah.
Honestly, I would be a great mom. Yeah. I think Mike would be a great dad. We do a great job.
Expense, though.
At the expense of my happiness. Yeah. And I don't want to do that.
And
that's not fair to me.
I follow, and I think we follow them on the Instagram, too. Like, the 30 Dirty and Dying Instagram. Mm-hmm. Child-Free Millennial. And she posts a lot of really great content in that kind of vein. And she's been posting people's who do have kids who regret it.
Mm-hmm.
Their stories. Like, anonymously, of course. She's not, like, blowing up anybody's spot. But, and a lot of the women, because mothers are the default parent, mm-hmm. usually, are like, I've lost myself. I love my kid, yes, but I've fully lost myself, and I don't think I'm going to find myself again ever.
Yeah.
And that's hard.
And I feel like Mike and I would lose our relationship.
It's possible.
And I don't want to risk that.
It can be very stressful on a relationship to just have to deal with whatever's going on.
And your relationship is no longer priority.
No, it's like, I don't blame you for thinking that, really. It can be hard. So yeah, that was a good one. We had a lot of good conversation there. We're still having it.
Yep. But we picked what if. So here we go. The thing that started my reading. Judging books by their covers. The first episode, season 1, episode 6. The first judging books.
Oh, okay. Did you pick that one?
I did.
What are we up against?
I
was like, okay.
The Creep Show. Talking through things that make our skin crawl.
I'm leaning toward Creep Show. I love the judging books by their covers, but I think the first one is one of my least favorites.
Okay.
It's just, I mean, we were cutting our teeth a little bit with that one, so it's like,
I enjoyed it because I thought I made really funny stories.
You made great stories. I don't mean it like that. I just mean, like, I like the ones now where we go back and forth.
Mm-hmm, because I'm reading.
I like what it's turned into. Yes. I guess I could say that. So I have.
But that's what started it all.
It is, but, like, I don't know. I like it, but I don't love it. I would have probably, like, the trilogy one where the bees happened.
Bees?
That.
I love bees. I can't think of bees the same way.
Me neither. You know, but with.
Whenever I think of bees, I think of you.
But yeah, I mean, I like it fine, but I would probably pick Creepshow just because, again, like, there are other episodes that are in that same vein that have come from that episode, sure, that I just like a heck of a lot more than the very first one. But that's just me.
Okay, we can go with Creep.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right. Creep. Yeah.
All right. Love hurts. What if?
I think this one's Love Hurts, don't you?
Love Hurts.
Love Hurts.
All right. Creep versus Love Hurts. I'm gonna say Love Hurts.
Fuck it. Yeah, Love Hurts.
Okay.
I like them both, but again, like, Love Hurts was so unique. That was a unique episode that we did, but we'll never be able to do exactly that again. Mm-hmm. Even if we have Jenna Lee back on for something, which, like, you're always welcome. Just send me a DM. But we'll be able to do The Creep again.
Yeah.
It was a great episode. It was a lot of fun, but...
We can do it this Halloween season.
Which I'm sure we fucking will.
We love to do creepy things.
Stay tuned, fam.
Stay tuned. All right. So this is it. And we know what's gonna win.
Just say it.
Twilight versus Love Hurts.
I'm really sorry, Jenna Lee.
I feel like nothing really tops our Twilight episode.
It was just, it's so iconic.
Yeah.
I believe it is iconic. The Reliving the Twilight Saga was our first Reliving episode ever.
Yep.
And it's become one of our favorite things to do for the podcast and one of our most popular things. People love the Relivings. It's a saga.
It's a saga!
Oh my gosh.
Twilight wins! But as movies, does not win in my heart.
No, but that's why the episode is so good, because we both hate those movies. But, like, we hate to love them, we love to hate them. It's become part of the brand.
What is our most listened to episode?
I mean, the very first episode, but that's...
What's after that? Check it out! We'll talk about it real quick. Okay. If it's not one of these that we have already talked about.
I don't think it is. The second one is Ghost Ship.
That's so funny.
The third one is the second episode of all time. So, the mentally, millennially ill, which was a good one, but still, like, intro.
Yeah.
People are going to go and listen to the first two episodes.
Yeah.
And then after that was Work-Life Balance for Millennials, which we did with Jamie.
Which
was a great episode.
That was a great episode.
Young Love Tropes and the 30-something.
Okay.
Also did really well. I was going to do, like, a couple more here. Call Us Truthus. Millennials Play Truth, No Dare. What the fuck is wrong with you? Why is that one of the
That's a good episode, though.
If I'm taking out the first two, because, like, again...
The first two episodes, you do the first two episodes.
Yeah, you just scroll all the way back, which, please, keep doing it. It's fine, but, you know, it's not...
It doesn't sound great.
No, we didn't have our equipment yet. Like, we just couldn't wait to start.
We were vibing with an iPad.
But I also think it's not... It's like any podcast you listen to, that's not indicative of a favorite thing.
No.
It's like you find a new podcast...
You listen to the first couple episodes, and then you get the vibe.
Or maybe you listen to the one that is brand new, and then you decide to go back. Mm-hmm. So, if I take those out, number one is Ghost Ship.
That's so funny.
Number two is Work-Life Balance with Jamie.
Yep, good one.
Three is Young Love Tropes. Four is Truthers.
Keep listening to it.
Aging Millennials Try Self-Care.
Okay.
Am I the A-Hole? The first one.
I like that one.
What We Really Mean, 30, Dirty, and Dying. I like that one.
I need to re-listen to that.
The one we did with your friend Allie.
Okay, Millennial
Motherhood. And then Millennials in Space, Science Fiction Trivia. So I was doing it
That's
in
so funny, ways. None of these of our favorites are on the top listen to.
Well, the first one was the Science Fiction Trivia. Hmm. And then after that, it's Millennial Music Trivia Lyrics Edition, the first one we did, which, fair, I love that one.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's Caregivers.
Okay.
I'm trying to go through until I find other ones that we picked. Secret Life of American Teenagers up there.
Oof.
That was such a good one.
I hate it almost as much as I hate Twilight.
What Would You Do If? Is a few more down. Song Lyric Association. So you guys like the episodes that we don't and we like don't.
Here's the thing. I love all of our episodes. Because we are great. And we are hilarious. Yeah. And we are sad.
We're six sad millennials, man. That's what we are. That's clearly what you are if you've been listening this fucking long.
First I was going to go home and watch Smallville, but maybe I'll just go watch Ghost Ship because it's everyone's favorite episode.
Maybe I'll watch Twilight. I can't watch Secret Life of the American Teenager. I don't hate myself that much.
My biggest pet peeve, they don't fucking say goodbye on the phone.
That should not be your biggest pet peeve.
Well, I mean, all of it's
there my biggest There are so pet many others. There's so much worse stuff.
Yeah. But I just don't say goodbye. And same with, like, Gilmore Girls, how their cups are always empty.
I know, you pick the weirdest shit.
It's because...
She's a sick, sad millennial. Me too. This episode was all about, you know, this has been the season favorite things, and one of our favorite things, of course, is doing 30 Dirty and mm-hmm. Dying. So we got to remember and reminisce about all of our favorites, and some of your favorites, hopefully, too.
Go back and listen to all these episodes.
Go back and listen to
because they're our favorites.
And share the podcast. Share it with your friends so you guys can talk about what your favorite episode
is. Five stars.
Yeah.
Rate, comment.
All the things. Just set us up so that we can come back for season 8 better than ever. You guys have homework. Summer homework. Make sure you've listened to every episode of 30, Dirty, and Dying.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you've rated/reviewed whatever your platform does. And share it us with at least one person. and be ready to tell us what your favorite episode is.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, but no.
What would you like to see in season 8?
Yeah, please tell us what you.
Because this has been our favorite thing season. Yeah. Next season could be your favorite thing.
Yes, yeah. We just started doing the themed seasons.
Yeah,
with seasons of the brackets, but maybe we'll do another themed season.
Season of the quizzes.
Who knows?
Trivias.
Something. Game time. If you want to see more games, if you want to see more real talks, if you want us to have more guests, if you have suggestions for guests.
Well, obviously we need Aunt Mary Jo.
Yep. So, you know, we've got some things that we've wanted to do that I will try to get around to episode-wise, but if there's something that you want to hear, let us know.
Yeah.
You know? And make sure you're, like we said at the top, make sure you're following us and keeping up with what we're posting, even while we're on break.
I'll be doing things and making posts and showing you my life.
Yep. I will not probably be showing you my life. You don't want to see it. But the Instagram will stay active with all of our stuff and... we'll be asking you questions there about what you want to see and things like that. So just make sure you're following so you can engage appropriately.
And
so
we might have little surprise mini-sodes. Who knows?
Yep. You got to keep up with us. So I have really enjoyed this season
of
Favorite Things. I've had a great time. And
I always have a great time with you.
But we're going to keep going. We want to keep going until we can do another round of favorites and it can be completely different because we've done so many more. So... make sure you guys stick with us. We love having you.
Yep, we'll do that in season 14.
Yep. No, really. I've really enjoyed this community that we've built. So being able to say goodbye to another season is like, it's nice because it's so much different than when we started. More than I ever expected it to be. And I'm excited to see what happens next. And yeah, it's been a great season 7.
Have a good summer, everyone.
Have a good summer.
Bye. A-A-R-D-V-A-R-K.